This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of speculation continuing since the former president was indicted just the other day in New York. But boy, there's a lot of time for speculation. I've already said this. It's going to be 2024 before anything happens, including maybe everything gets dismissed. Who knows? We can't dismiss the weather. I feel sometimes when I sign on the air that I am part of the Weather Channel. But this is the world we live in. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope wherever you are safe and sane. Let's check the weather. We got to do it because once again, we're talking about tornadoes. I have a lot of friends who live in the great state of Missouri, and I know there's people listening to us in Missouri. And sadly, the storm system now has killed 5 people in Missouri, and 50 more million Americans are threatened by severe weather. But once again, when we start to talk about tornadoes, that's the thing. I mean, people, we're talking about 11 tornadoes reported, and that's what led to the 5 deaths in Missouri. And this tornado hit a county called Bollinger County. And you see the pictures, and it's the same things we've been describing again and again and again and again. Houses that don't look like houses. Trucks and cars that are smashed and turned and broken in half. And tree limbs that are down all over the place. It's always about what the tornado is rated so that you know how severe it was. EF2 is what the National Weather Service is saying. And that same storm that hit Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan is threatening more people. And that's been happening throughout the evening from Texas all the way to New York. So, you know, we're talking about besides on top of the tornado, you're talking about 4-inch hail that would be larger than a softball and just flying from the sky and smashing windows out and all of that, you know, in between. And so the more we get a beat on tornadoes, the more people that live in areas where they know they can pop up, especially that can figure out, what do I do? How do I listen to these watches? And when I hear it, what do we spring into action and what's our plan? What's our plan? Because I've said this before. I mean, now I'm prepared wherever it is I live with go bag, et cetera. I used to laugh it off. I'm saying, well, that's ridiculous. I can grab things. No. Because I found myself in some pretty hairy situations. But nothing like a tornado that actually hit a house that I was in. I can only imagine how frightening that is for the people inside who know they're either going to make it or they're not. And sadly, too many people aren't making it lately. We've had a couple of weeks of really, really awful, awful tornadoes. So think of those plans. Think of what to do. And pay attention to the weather around you. Because I think there used to be that tendency. As I said, I was one of those people that I would say, it's not going to hit here. I'm okay. Until all of a sudden it started to hit areas very, very, very close to me. And I'm talking about tornadoes and a hurricane. So take care out there. All right, I mentioned that, of course, so much conversation and fallout over what happened in court in New York. The president spoke on Tuesday night, and all that unfolded in the courtroom in New York on Wednesday is being hashed out. But we know that more of the details, I think, are obviously not available because I believe the Manhattan District Attorney is playing it really close to the vest. He might have laid out his allegations against the former president, but when you have all of these defense attorneys and all these law scholars and Democrats and Republicans who are saying, wow, this, I don't see how these charges stick, how this is really going to play out. I think there's probably more there. I mean, look, 34 counts of falsification of business records, clearly talking about some of the charges, which really are misdemeanors, but by themselves. And it's going to require that the prosecution show that the records were falsified with the intent to conceal or further another crime. And there wasn't much clarity on that. That didn't really come out as part of what happened with the indictment. And, of course, you know, it's like poker. When you're a prosecutor, you do not have to show your hand. You don't have to do it at this part of any proceeding. But there are some requirements that have to be there on an indictment. And you look at how sky high the stakes are of this case. So it is interesting that a lot of detail was not flushed out. I do believe that part of that, whether it's politically motivated or whatever, was to keep that close to the vest. And we'll see, because the first part of the prosecutor's case is proving that a series of Trump's business records, which would be checks and invoices and whatever the ledger entries were false. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. That was what was shown in the indictment. So that's what has to come out here. But trust me, it's like a slow, slow burn. This is not happening overnight. 2024, which to me does feel right now like an eternity, and it'll be right in the middle of the primaries. And these facts, we know. We know that that's what's going to happen. And now you have the stakes that are even higher for other Republicans who want to run for president. And then you've got Democrats who are looking at the guy who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Biden, and they're thinking about running, including a Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, filing to run for president. So stay tuned. 2024 will prove to be very, very interesting. And why do we care? Because, look, we have three branches of government. You know it. I know it. And when you are the most powerful person that occupies that seat in our form of government, it is vital to pay attention to what's happening and to pay attention to who's running and what happens in these primaries, because whatever the result is, we're all stuck with it, whether we like it or not. Hey, coming up in this hour, let me give you a little preview. Of course, your thoughts on all kinds of things, not just what happened the other day in New York, but some other things, including the weather, of course. And I have a cheap movie review, and I actually saw this movie. And the movie was called Air. It's about Jordan and Nike. And, you know, it was really, really well done. That's all I'll say. You'll have to wait for the review that's coming at the end of this hour. And everything in between includes what you and I are talking about in our backyards. And what does that continue to be? It's what's happening when we go to the grocery store. Is the price of food jacking up even higher, or have we gotten a little bit of relief? What's happening at the pumps? I filled up today and I was practically on air, speaking of air, by the time I got to the gas station, and I was kind of surprised. It was a little bit less than I thought. Not a lot, but a little bit less. Let's put it this way. I could get some large fries with what I had left over. Stay with us.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
2, 3, 4. I like to call this a little of this, a little of that, because there is so much going on. You know, it's always interesting to me when somebody decides that they're going to switch parties, right? So a North Carolina Democrat did that. They decided, yeah, enough of this, and instead jumps to the Republican party. But what does that mean for the people in North Carolina? It means that the Republicans have a veto-proof supermajority in the state house. And this was a Charlotte Democrat, Tricia Kaufman, who won as a Democrat in her very blue district last fall by about 20 points, but said at a news conference in Raleigh that the modern-day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me. She said, I'm not a Democrat anymore. I am a public servant. That's what I'm called to do. The party that represents me and my principles and what's best for North Carolina is the Republican Party. So she was wearing blue when she was elected, and she showed up in a, no kidding, in a red dress and said, look, I'm a single mom raising two sons, a teacher, a small business owner, a woman with strong faith, a national championship basketball coach, a public servant. So today I add Republican to the list. But so this is interesting because this can play out around your state houses too. And we've seen it happen, but again, it is still very rare. So the switch has here big implications in the Tar Heel state because Republicans already held a supermajority in the North Carolina Senate. So that flip gives them 72 seats in the state house and enough votes in both chambers to override absolutely any veto from the Democratic governor, who's Roy Cooper. And so it's interesting because she actually served in the state house as a Democrat, not just for a cup of coffee. I mean, she was there for a decade before she stepped away in 2016. She ran in 2022. She won in that Democratic primary than the general election for the newly drawn House district. And now she switched parties. And she said, listen, because she knows that she's going to take a lot of heat from the Democrats, obviously, and from people who voted for her, all that kind of thing. And she said the turning point for her was when she was criticized for using the American flag and the praying hands emoji on her social media platforms and even on the back of different cars that she had. She started taking a lot of flack. And so she thought that was unacceptable, that she couldn't show off a flag because people say the Democrats were saying to her that the flag is not valid because it's been hijacked for something else. And she said, why are we at this place in politics? And that's when she said, yeah, I'm going to make the move. I'm going to jump parties. I mean, after all this time, after the way I voted my whole life, after, you know, how I was elected. So, wow, isn't that interesting? And to give you an idea of the power of this, when you have any kind of a flip. So you're listening to me in Texas, you're listening to me in Louisiana, you're listening to me in Florida, you're listening to this show right now in California. And this is why I always say, when people say, I don't care about voting, I'm not voting. This is why you vote, this is why you pay attention to what's happening, because it does affect you in all sorts of ways. So last week, North Carolina Republicans overrode the governor's veto to enact legislation softening permit requirements for pistol purchases. So there was the absence of three Democrats in the state house, including Cotham, who at that time was still a Democrat. It allowed the Republicans to push through the override. So that's just one example, whatever the issue happens to be. And now that's huge, huge movement in North Carolina. I mean, they're already in that direction, but it just adds to what is the super, 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 majority. And it is an interesting thing to look at across the country. There's always a lot of discussion about districting, redistricting, drawing different lines, population switches, and then ultimately what happens when people go and vote. And I hear too much, I think, from people that they just don't understand, you know, why the voting is ridiculous, who cares, it doesn't ever seem to represent me. And if you don't vote, you'll never get that representation that you think you're not getting by not paying attention to that, even if it's frustrating, right? And it's always frustrating. I don't think there's anybody I know that has ever said to me, I am just so happy with the way everything is playing out in my township, with my city council, with the people who represent me in Washington. I don't know. All of the times that I've had these discussions with people, I have never, ever, 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 ever heard that. All right, a couple of other things also I think really worth mentioning here is there's so much conversation about what's happening with AI. And so we're going to talk about, in the next couple of weeks, ChatGPT. Somebody's taking me through it and showing me the things that are happening in all kinds of workplaces. I mean, all kinds of places. So this AI chatbot can, of course, misrepresent some key facts and can come up with fake information, and lots of different people are trying to either stump it or use it to come up with ways to enhance what they're writing. And then there's all these conversations about ripping off people's material. And I mean, it's just a whole new world, but it's a fast moving world. So there are a lot of people that are looking at what's happening with ChatGPT. The Washington Post just did something where They were ChatGPT, invented a sexual harassment scandal, and named a real law professor as the accused. So, because pushing in the information and then what came out as a result of it, there was no article that, which is what the chat bot referenced. And so that's kind of scary, right? Because there may be times where people just run with whatever the information is that comes out. I mean, this is an unregulated artificial intelligence software. Just one of them, because there's certainly others, that are there, and they're all being incorporated all over the place. And so, are we going to get a lot of misinformation? And you know, who's responsible ultimately when the chatbots screw up, when they're misleading? And again, this is another one of those things where you might say, "Oh, I don't care about that. I don't care about technology and where technology's headed." But this, trust me, will affect all of us in our lives in some way. And it is moving so, so fast and replacing people and jobs, and people are using it in all kinds of ways, twisting in a lot of different directions, which I think will end up in causing an avalanche of lawsuits, and you know, who knows ultimately where all of it ends up. But there are already people that are going after the technology. So even I saw a story in Reuters that there's a regional mayor of Hepburnshire, a place in Australia. You know, we have a lot of Australians in this past couple of years on the show who are authors in our authors corner. And so I'm more familiar with the territories in Australia. And he is threatening to file the first defamation lawsuit against OpenAI unless it corrects false claims. The false claims that came out were that he had served time in prison for bribery, which he did not. So then what happens when that gets reported as factual? And I think we're going to see more of that, a lot more of that. As everybody's worried about TikTok and whether it's going away, here's something else to look at when it comes to technology. Mailbag coming up.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A top Biden administration official says a Texas judge's ruling on an abortion pill could set a dangerous precedent for all FDA-approved drugs. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said on CNN State of the Union the FDA approval process would be, quote, turned upside down if one judge is allowed to impose his own opinion over scientific research. A majority of Americans believe former President Trump intentionally did something illegal as it relates to his New York hush money case. That's according to a new ABC News Ipsos poll, which puts that number at 53%. A prayer leader at a New Jersey mosque is in stable condition after being stabbed during service this Sunday morning. Police have a suspect in custody. John Rahm wins the Masters on Sunday at Augusta National. He finishes the tournament at 12 under par, four shots better than Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Once again, we don't have to dig very deep. Thanks to all of you. Remember, any thoughts, no matter what your thoughts are, let them flow. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from David in Louisiana, and he says, girl, I listen to your show. I've been listening for a couple of years, and let me tell you, it is scary as hell when you hear anything about tornadoes, tornado warnings. We have the double whammy of sometimes the tornado warnings and watches, and then the actual tornadoes, and then plus we get the added bonus of hurricanes. I, at one point in my silly little life, was a climate denier. I don't know why I thought that way, but I sure as hell am not that way now, because there is something to this, and I think most of the people around me feel the same way. It doesn't matter what their political bent is anymore. We've stopped all the silliness, at least among my friends, of even debating that. It is really, really scary when you live in a coastal area. And I know people say, well, don't live in a coastal area anymore because it's just simply not the place that you want to be. But if you look at tornadoes, they're cropping up all over the country, places that you normally maybe never would even hear of a tornado. So really, where are you completely safe from tornadoes? Touche, David. I have to say, as somebody who's lived in territories notorious for hurricanes and tornadoes, it is in the 8 months that I had been in Florida, not only was there the massive hurricane that has sent insurance rates sky high and so many people died, and it was horrible what happened in Fort Myers and some of the surrounding towns. And I still see the damage even when you just go by the highway. The signs are ripped up and they're redoing them, the road signs in so many of the places that were hit. Then there were tornadoes that also touched down. So it's not just about hurricanes in Florida. So it's very much like you're saying about Louisiana. I'm glad to say that, you know, it's not even an argument about the weather anymore. It's just about what are we doing? What can we do? What do we know? All of that, you know, in between makes sense to me. I can't add anything to that. So thanks for sharing. Be careful and figure out a plan. I mean, that's a deal. Figure out the plan. I just had said, coincidentally, that I used to not even pay attention that much to the weather. I was asked to do it once. I had to do it for a week because the weather guy was out and I could actually work the computer. So I did the weather when I was in Nebraska doing TV news. But a lot of times in hurrying around, the thing that I skipped was not paying really super close attention to the weather. And now, of course, it's a much different story. All right. This one is from Jerry, who this is something completely different too. And he says, Kate, is it even safe to go to Mexico anymore? I saw what happened. There were some blaring headlines about this, and of course, you know, it was a sad story. But in Cancun, there were four people that were killed outside of a resort. So, I mean, they weren't Americans, but they weren't in a cartel. They were just vacationers. And you think of some of the places that you used to just simply go to, whether it was Puerto Vallarta or some other places in Mexico that you simply, if you look on the State Department list, you wouldn't really feel comfortable going there. And driving into the interior, you have to be kidding me. And, of course, we all saw what happened to the four people that were, the three people that were helping the woman who was going for a medical procedure, and how two of them came back dead. And so now you have this story about the Cancun, you know, beach resort. I think my family, frankly, have spent some time in Mexico. I think we got to take that off our list for now. If the violence is crazy. Yeah, you know, what you're talking about is, I saw that story. There was an American tourist who was shot in the leg outside, not in Cancun, but outside of a town near Cancun. And then the people that they found them on the beach. They found four people on the beach. They were just dead. I mean, they were killed. So there have been lots of warnings to Americans traveling to Mexico, certainly during spring break, all of that. There's just a lot of violence, you know, that, and nothing's done. Nobody challenges if it's drug people or other nefarious types, gangs, whatever, because it depends on the circumstance. There's a lot of problems with law enforcement in Mexico. I mean, I guess you could say that about a lot of places. But from my understanding, from people I know that always went to Mexico too, they're saying the same thing. It's kind of, you know, if you feel like it's safe to go to the resort, you check it out. You go to Playa del Carmen, which isn't too far over the border, or you go to some other place and you feel safe, then so be it, you know. But be alert, I guess, is the thing to say to that. All right. I love this mailbag because it's just kind of all over the place. And purposely, I see it set up that way because so much was about what happened in New York the other day, which completely makes sense. This one is from Murph, who says, Kate, I could really just, my hair's on fire about so many things that are happening politically speaking, and I could talk about that, but my question is about these threats, Russia ramping up these threats, I guess, or there have been more nuclear threats to try to cut off Ukraine, and because of all the aid that is going the way of Ukraine. Do you really think Putin, would press the button, so to speak. Well, again, let me look in my magic eight ball, which I'm shaking up right now, and it says ask again later. I certainly cannot get in the mind of Vladimir Putin. Do I trust what Vladimir Putin would do? You know, once you hit that button, the world changes. But, you know, I think the idea is to just ramp up the threats and create the tension, because it was this week that our government announced another $2.6 billion in aid for Ukraine. And every time that happens, then there's a volley back about, possible nuclear escalation or something else comes out of their state news agency that gets thrown out there. And usually it has to do with nukes or some other kind of a response or what's going to happen with Ukraine. You know, so at this point, the Kremlin attempting to employ nuclear threats, yes, they're going to do that because they think that's a way to deter any kind of military aid from the West, I suppose. Do I think that they'll push a button? God, I hope not. But I can't get inside his head because the tragedy of that would be unending and would be an ending. Absolutely. All right. How about this one from Connie? Connie says, hey, Kate, I know that you talk about a lot of different things on your show, which is what I like. And I heard you talking about sports the other day in your cave. And I heard you talking about the Masters coming up. I'm a big fan of golf. My family plays. My kids play. My husband and I started playing when we didn't know anything about golf, when we were dating, and just really kind of took to it. And so the kids play too. And some of the players they follow jumped to the Saudi-backed tour that you were talking about. And I'm wondering, there just seems to be so much fighting about that. If, you know, what it's like for these players like a Phil Mickelson, who my son, who's a left-hander, likes him because he's a lefty and has won some of the biggest tournaments, including the Masters. I wonder if truly their relationships with PGA Tour players will ever really be the same. Yeah, well, I mean, look, in the court of public opinion, here's the thing. You know, Greg Norman, who rounded up all the players or helped round up the players, says, look, they should be like other athletes. They should be able to take money to be on whatever tour they want to be on. But then there was all of the backlash from the fact that this is a Saudi-backed tour, and we know what goes on in Saudi Arabia. And so, you know, when you get Phil Mickelson being paid $200 million just to play on in their events, and he's not shooting lights out anyway. So, you know, it becomes that. It does become about that. And there are other players who are looking at the PGA and saying, you know, how ridiculous that is. And the Masters is the holy of holy tournaments to the golf world. So, of course, they've got 18 of those golfers from the LIV Tour that are competing, including six past winners, by the way. And they have this champions dinner, and I guess it was a little tense. And I can kind of see that, because look, the Saudi government, look, they have a track record of what? Human rights violations, and that's what keeps coming up. And then the players who accepted the money don't really address that at all. They just try to kind of skirt around it. Sports and politics.
Yeah. Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Come on, Maddie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers.
Greta Garbo is probably crying while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple and dear Daggy Cooper.
To the movies. It was a great escape. It really was. And just as a quick aside, because the movies have changed so much, sometimes you go to the movies and I get it, they have concessions, but it almost looks like a school desk where it's in front of you, right? And you can get whatever you want. Oysters, drinks, filet mignon. Oh, and there's plain popcorn. But throughout the whole movie, they're waiting on people because you're hitting a button. So you hear, like, someone in the middle of the movie. It could be a really sad scene, but you hear some guy saying, "Yo, will you get me another daiquiri?" And just, like, Wow. I got to find an old-fashioned movie theater somewhere. There's got to be some place where I can just sit and watch a movie. So I actually found that theater, and it was great relief to be able to see a movie where people weren't screaming out. Then I can't blame them, because that's how it is, right? They're getting their food in the middle of dramatic scenes or funny scenes, and they step on the lines. So no lines were stepped on, and I got a chance to experience Air. And it's a biographical sports drama film that was directed by Ben Affleck. And it stars his buddy Matt Damon. And I like Jason Bateman. And he was in it. You remember him from Horrible Bosses and a whole bunch of other things. Ozark, which a lot of people think it's too dark, but I loved him in Ozark. And Chris Tucker was great in it. Viola Davis was good in it. And the plot chronicles the origin of the Air Jordan shoe line. Take a listen.
1984 has been a tough year. Our sales are down, our growth is down.
Sonny, I brought you in here to grow the basketball business.
People don't know what the hell a Nike is.
What's a Converse?
NBA All-Star shoe.
There's nothing cool about Nike.
You would have to have a pretty compelling pitch.
I can tell them the one thing the other companies can't compete with. Our basketball division is terrible.
I do not love it. This is where you come up with a brilliant idea that no one else can see. Let's hear it.
I got it.
I found him. Who's that? Jesus?
Can't afford it. I'm willing to bet my career on one guy.
My name's Sonny Vaccaro. I'm with Nike.
Do you typically make it a habit of showing up at people's front doors unannounced?
I don't like to take no for an answer.
Oh, man. Here we go.
You ask me what I do here. This is what I do. I find you players, and I feel it this time.
Okay, it's risky.
When you were selling sneakers out of the back of your Plymouth, that was risky.
Don't change that now.
For a rookie?
Yes.
Who's never set foot on an NBA court.
If that's the literal definition of rookie,
yeah. What's the plan?
We build a shoe line around just him.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
Your motor is...
You have our attention.
Let's go up in the house.
I believe in his son. I believe he's the future. And his story is going to make us want to fly. But a shoe is just a shoe.
Until my son steps into it.
Got a name for it? Air Jordan.
I don't know.
Seriously?
No, maybe it'll grow on me.
So interesting, the story about what happened with Jordan, and of course being drafted by the Chicago Bulls, and the fact that he really wanted Adidas. I don't want to spoil the whole movie in case some of you are going to go see it and you don't know the full story, but that he really liked Adidas and had no interest in Nike, which was they were not big at all in basketball shoes. And of course the Jordan line goes on to make an insane amount of money, including in the very first year when he was a rookie. And absolutely, he had greatness in him, but who knew how far that greatness would go and what he would go on to do in his career, which was incredible. He is the GOAT, I think, the greatest of all time. But Sonny Vaccaro, who is the guy that Matt Damon played, was a shoe salesman at Nike, and he was pushing to sign Jordan, and the story is really, really fascinating if you like those kinds of movies. Even if you're not necessarily a huge sports fan, I think you would like this movie. I really, really thought it was well done. How it does at the box office, who knows? Because a lot of times when I read the reviews of things that I like, it's the complete opposite of what I say. This is a big weekend, though, for the movies, because this thing just opened up. And you have an Easter holiday where people have extra days off. And so you've got you know, the Super Mario Brothers movie. You think of kids' movies, the Puss in Boots movie, all that that are still out there or opening up. And this is, I think, one of those movies that will definitely draw some people in. I know the theater where I was, it was really a mixed bag. A lot of young people fascinated by the 80s, having really not lived through it. They were super, super young, or not even born. And then there were definitely older people. It was like a wide demographic in the theater. And at the end, people clapped. So I thought, you know what? That's pretty good. It's a good experience. And if you like those kinds of stories, this would be the story for you. And the acting was very, very good. And of course, I looked at some of the reviews, and the reviews were actually pretty decent. So yeah, maybe it really will find some good footing. And it was just a job well done. What's interesting about the movie, and it's a takeaway, and again, I won't go into too many details, you might not know some of it, is that Jordan certainly did not grow up in a wealthy household. And one of the things that his mother negotiated for him was, okay, you're going to pay him $250,000 for 5 years for this, you know, for this shoe. He gets the shoes, the, you know, his name, the whole thing and all of that. But we also want a percentage of every shoe that is sold, just his shoes, not the rest of Nike shoes, with his name on it. And he went on to make a fortune with that. That was brilliant. And there were so many other athletes that benefited from that because it was the have and the have-nots. I mean, the people in the boardroom that really, that wasn't done that way. You paid a flat fee, and if you made a massive amount of money in the contracts you had cut, you didn't owe that to the athlete who became super well-known for whatever they did on their particular court, whether it was the hardwoods or a tennis court or, you know, whatever it happened to be. So to me, I thought that story was so fascinating. And I will tell you this one figure, because I'm about looking at the numbers. I'm all about the numbers. As you know, sometimes we do a number segment on this show, if you've listened to me at all. And in passive income for the Jordan line, which is still massively popular, every year, $400 million is what Jordan gets. $400 million. Wow. How about that? How about that? Again, because of his mother thinking fast forward, thinking and knowing what she thought her son was capable of. And in this movie, Jordan, who was consulted a little bit about it, said he did want Viola Davis to play his mother, and she did a great job in that role. So if you're looking for something to go and see that's happy and interesting, I would suggest Air. Absolutely. Music means we got to dance on out of here. Tip of the cap to Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro for this show. Be safe, be sane, be happy, peeps.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Steal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in their life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.